At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio, keeping you company, your audio companion, all weekend long. Your last line of defense from mediocre weekend conversation audio. I think. I don't know. Maybe we're also mediocre. Who the hell knows, Danny? But we are back at it. Avoiding hairy situations on the podcast.
Whoa. You're giving me Vietnam flashbacks of Annie. And she used to come down to the FSR studios from her perch up on the fifth floor. And she'd say, "Now remember, guys, you're the last line of defense."
Yes. The Z-Dog is a Fox Sports Radio legend. She worked at FSR, I would say, the first 15, 16 years. How many years has I'm really bad at keeping track of time. I have no idea. But it seems like she's been away from Fox Sports Radio for at least 5 years.
Probably 5 years, yeah.
About 5 years. And, there's so many stories about the Z-Dog. And Tom Looney had a great line because – He said, "Ben, everyone at the company loves you. There's only one woman that doesn't." And she was, of course, the only woman that worked at the company.
Tom Looney!
But I got along with her and, you know, in management at the company. But I got along with her and all that. I don't want to say we're good friends because I don't even know how long she's been gone. But it's one of those people, you know how you work with somebody for a while, and even though maybe you're not on the same page, there's this kinship that you have because you work together. And so, like, when you see them, you want to catch up, even though maybe they weren't your favorite people, but you shared a common life experience.
It reminds me of Dawn, when somebody has a bigger than life persona and you even hear impersonations of them on the radio. My man, like, we hear that all the time. And so when I met him for the first time, it was just strange because it was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit where he was acting out that character, but it was actually him. And Annie, who used to be part of the executive team, whatever, there at the company, same thing. Even when I had never worked yet at Fox Sports Radio, I would be at other networks and I would hear impersonations of her from people that were transplants from your network. Like, for instance, Bergie came over to work at NBC Sports Radio.
Yeah.
So he and Karen Kay would be doing Annie impersonations to each other. And I had no idea who they were talking about, but it was pretty funny. So now fast forward to me being at my interview to get hired by Fox Sports Radio, and Annie is in the interview, and I can't help but smile and almost laugh because all those impersonations I heard over the years were now real life in front of me.
I will say this for the company. We have had management people that are very easy to impersonate. We have, we really have. It's like that Howard Stern movie. Remember the W?
Yeah, Pig Vomit.
Yeah, WABC and all that. But no, the cool thing is Don is, to me, he's been great. I mean, yeah, I have nothing bad to say about Don, but like Pig Vomit, according to that movie, holy crap, that guy was a nightmare. Woo-wee, man.
Yeah, no, thank God we have good bosses at this network, because could not say the same thing at that last network I was at.
Yes, and anyway, so but Don's been great, but it is very funny. I meet with him once every couple of years when I have to negotiate a contract, and which is really no negotiation. It's pretty much, here's what you get, Ben, and then I say, yes, sir, can I have another, and walk away. But it's in my head I'm negotiating. So Don's great. We spend, you know, a couple hours. I always plan for extra time. The meeting's supposed to be half an hour. I go into Don's office. He's got the Bronco helmet. He's got the Dodger paraphernalia in there. And we're shooting the shit about radio and life and all this stuff. And then the very end, we get to what we're there for. And then I walk out with my tail between my legs. And that's the way that goes. So we have Horticulture Benny, The Last Trip, and Michigas, the new Michigas for Uncle Benny, Back Scratcher and Scientifical. That sounds like a lot of stuff. And we'll jump right into it right now. I'll try to be short and sweet and get to the point, please. Get to the point, please, before they send me to the rubber room. The Maller Mansion getting a bit of an upgrade, planting the seed here. It's a new DIY project at the Maller Mansion. This is the life of Maller and Danny G. And you can, if you want, call me Horticulture Benny. With the help of someone that has a green thumb, a family friend.
Say horticulture?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't take horticulture back in the day? No,
emphasis on the
We all tried to take that back in the day, but I was not. Even the whores were not interested in me. But anyway, I was interested in them. They were not interested in me. But so with the help of a family friend that does have a green thumb, these seeds, you know, you have to get the rake out and do the whole thing. And so, you know, I didn't do much of that, but the seeds have been planted. The spring harvest, we hope, will be a nice field of green grass. Now, my job in this little exercise, Horticulture Benny, is to literally watch the grass grow. So I have been deputized. We don't have working sprinklers in that part of the Maller Mansion. There used to be sprinklers, but they don't work anymore. And we're too cheap to get them fixed because we have a nice hose. So I went to Costco and I bought a massive 100-foot yard hose. I think it's even bigger than that. And got a nice sprayer. And so my job here is to water that lawn, all of it. It's a big lawn. From beginning to end, and I have to do it multiple times a day. So I do it before I go to bed, and then I usually do it when I wake up in the evening time, late afternoon.
You have a strategic back and forth method?
Yes. So it's a great question, Danny. You're really good at this. I use the sprinkler technique, the human sprinkler technique is what I use.
Yeah. Looks like you're dancing at a wedding.
Yes. I imagine that if I was not a living, breathing human being and I was a sprinkler, and so I go like this. That's what I do. So I am the sprinkler. I channel the sprinkler. My right hand was getting a workout. It's edited audio is what that is. And so I've been doing this, and I have been encouraged because there have been some little green sprouts of grass, which tells me I'm not completely off what I'm doing. That tells me that keep doing what you're doing, because there's a little sign of life there that the grass is growing. The grass is greener on the other side. Because it was totally mud. And now I would like some rain. because then I wouldn't have to do this. If it rains, I'm good. I have a day off. I'm told if it rains, I don't need to water the lawn, the dirt.
Yeah, you don't want too much rain, though, because then it'll wipe your seeds away.
Yeah, well, we live in California, and right now it's not El Nino until next January or whatever. Anyway, so that's my new Michigas, and so far, so good. You saw that mud pile when you were over at the Maller Mansion, Danny. There's not nothing there, but that'll all be nice, beautiful grass, assuming I don't screw this up. So we will see. And if this does become a disaster, that'll be my last trip, but that's not your last trip. That's my last trip.
Yeah, as you know, just a few weeks away from the baby.
That's right. When is the day?
So now we're in June. Yeah. We can officially say the baby's coming next month.
Wow.
And man, a big thank you to you and your lovely wife for the nice baby gift that you guys mailed to us.
Well, you are welcome. You know, I am the unofficial godfather of the child to be named later.
Daddy.
Yes, I'm very happy for you guys. I can't wait to meet the little fella. And that's going to be wonderful. And you got to have him on the podcast when he's old enough to talk and all that.
For sure. He's going to take over. And like you said on yesterday's podcast, he will be hosting the Animal Thunderdome when it debuts in podcast format.
He'll be in his 50s, but that's all right. You know, it's fine.
So my wifey, she is a travel agent by trade. She's always booking trips. She loves resorts. She loves nice hotels. So just for a little bit of background, she loves to travel. Imagine being pregnant with a huge bowling ball or a huge watermelon attached to you. And it obviously can, derail some of your traveling plans. Oh, no, though, not my wifey. She still planned a Memorial Day weekend getaway.
Bring the gas.
Pismo Beach, which is an old favorite of mine. And I know you like that area as well as we go north from where we live.
Dude, Central California, that coast is beautiful. Yeah.
So nice. I have to come back a day earlier than her and the kids, though, because with Covino and Rich on Monday, Memorial Day, we filled in for the Dan Patrick show. So I actually followed them in my car, and we had one pit stop on the way up to Pismo, and it was in Santa Maria, California, now a city that's on the map, Ben, because they opened a brand new Raising Cane's.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah, I have stopped in Santa Maria many times.
Costco gas.
Yes, there's a Costco there. Yes, I will go. And there's never anyone at that because it's Santa Maria and no one lives there. So, I love that. Yeah.
Well, there's somebody living there now. And I know that area because I did radio in that area for 3 years. Between 2003 and 2006, I put a hip-hop R&B station on the air for that area, 95.7 The Beat, which is still thriving to this day. So it's always cool to get up in that area and turn my station on and hear what they're up to. So we're listening to my station. We're pulling up to Raising Cane's and get out and get the combo. Watch these kids with the fat tire bikes doing wheelies in the parking lot because there's nothing else to do in Santa Maria. And get back on the road, get up to Pismo, Avila Beach, and there is a new campground in that area where you are overlooking the ocean and you're up on a hill. They have all these RV spots. If you had a nice RV, you could rent out the spots. And they also have glamping.
That good stuff.
It's like a studio with thin walls and a place for you to park right outside of it. So even if you don't have camping gear, it kind of still feels like you're camping because you're on this campground.
I mean, but, hold on a second. Glamping is, I've never heard of that. I mean,
never heard of glamping. It's like glamorous camping.
Oh, see, okay. My wife always wants to go camping, but I'm like, nah, I'd rather stay at a hotel.
See, you would like this then. Google Flying Flags Avila Beach. I want you to take a look at what it looks like.
Flying Flags. I want to make sure I get that right. What is it? Where is it at there?
Avila Beach.
Okay, it's popped up here. Let me see. What do we have? Okay. Yeah, it's That looks very nice. Okay, I see. I got you.
Yeah, pretty cool. Now, the one thing I forgot, I have, speaking of Costco, I have one of the e-scooters that they sell. As soon as we got there, my girl was like, oh, you should have brought the electric scooter. And I'm like, damn it. Yeah, I forgot that. So I'm watching all these people with their e-bikes and their e-scooters. And there's these steep hills. And people of all ages are going down these hills. And I'm like, damn it, that looks fun. Until day two there at the campground, I watched this guy in his 50s with the group of his family up at the top of the hill. And they were all taking turns, Ben, with some of those old school scooters.
Okay.
And when I say old school scooters, I mean probably just from a few years ago, but they don't have a motor attached to them.
Yeah.
You know, they still have the nice wheels. It's still a modern scooter, just doesn't have the electric.
This isn't like a radio flyer from the 1970s or something like that.
Right.
I got you.
Remember our grandparents had like metal skates?
Yes.
Yeah. Some yeah. skateboards with metal wheels. Like, what in the hell?
You've come a long way, baby. Yes.
Oh, we really have. So this guy going down this hill on this scooter, and he is hauling ass. And I don't know if he hit something on the road or his weight just made him fly forward, but this guy ate total shit. I mean, he somersaulted down the rest of the hill, and I thought the guy was dead.
Hello, you've reached the police department's voicemail.
Just witnessed the homicide. Well, I guess it wouldn't be a homicide, but you'd missed the... Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah. I was scared. I was like, man, I'm going to have to go down there and tell them I saw everything. Because there's about to be a body spray painted right there on the road. And his family goes running down there. And I hear, Tio, Papa. These people are surrounding him like it's a dead body. Remember the Nuggets mascot when he passed out?
Yeah, Rocky the mascot. Yes. They thought he was dead. They were raising him. They were lowering him from the upper part of the arena in Denver. That was great.
This was just like how there was a big circle around the dead Rocky mascot. Finally, Ben, they were able to get this guy up. Beautiful, beautiful view there. And I almost got to see somebody die. So what a great Memorial Day weekend.
Wow, that is did you find out what actually happened to the guy? Or you don't know?
No, I don't know. I mean, the way they took him off the pavement, they looked worried.
Intermittent chest pains, and a shortness of breath and pain in my left arm.
But he was alive.
Okay. Okay, so he had a pulse and he was breathing. Fun fact, by the way, that no one should ever besmirch Rocky the mascot. Did you see this? It just pops up every time the Nuggets do anything.
His salary.
Yeah.
How much, Ben?
Rocky the mascot earns over $600,000 a year.
That is insane.
He's the highest paid mascot, I think, in all of sports. Rocky the
Mouse.
Yeah.
He is. Shoot, I would pass out in that costume for that much money.
That is 10 times almost. The average mascot gets $60,000 a year. $625,000. How did that happen? Is the mascot friends with Stan Kroenke, the owner? Like, how did that take place? How do you justify paying Rocky the mascot? I mean, good for Rocky the mascot. And I've seen Chuck the Condor, the greatest mascot in the NBA.
Wrong.
Chuck the Condor, the Clipper mascot, practice. The person who's in there is like a gymnast and very athletic, and you've got to be a mascot. But still, that is amazeballs that they could pay $600,000 to a mascot.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts.
Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet, rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, moving on from that, we've got your new Michigas for Uncle Benny. So this past weekend, kind of a casual weekend after the big Maller meet and greet, all the exciting times we had in Minnesota, getting pulled over, getting a speeding ticket on the way to the meet and greet, and having a fun time driving through all of Minnesota, going up to Duluth, and then back down to Minneapolis, and my wife giving us directions to a bakery that was right near the George Floyd Memorial. So quite the trip to Minnesota. So I last weekend I played Uncle Benny yet again, as my nephew had a big birthday for my nephew, as he turned 4 years old. I believe 4 years old for my nephew there doing his thing, and they had a big party at his grandparents' house. No relation to me, but at this house, kind of in the Pasadena area, this really nice big house, and they invited all the kids from like the kids of preschool or kindergarten or whatever he's in, and so there were a bunch of little kids there, and they had a pinata and they were doing the thing. The kid wanted, my nephew only wanted Hot Wheels, and it was very upsetting to me because I went out shopping to buy the kid a gift, and they had the Hot Wheels aisle, and then right next to the Hot Wheels aisle was the ripoff version of the Hot Wheels, which, by the way, at the store I was at, much cooler than the actual legitimate Hot Wheels. The selection they had was much cooler.
Interesting.
But my wife told me that I am only allowed to get the original Hot Wheels product, that the kid, my nephew, is only interested in the Hot Wheels product.
What a snob.
Yeah, right? He's into the brand. He must have seen the commercials or whatever on the internet when he's watching stuff on the YouTube or whatever. So, whatever. I was like, all right, fine. I'll get that. So I bought a few things, hooked the kid up. And the cool thing is Hot Wheels, not that expensive. So if you're going to have an addiction as a kid... That's good. Like, Legos are expensive, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man, I love those Hot Wheels. And then remember there were the carrier cases where you could put all your Hot Wheels in there? I wanted one of those so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I loved Hot Wheels. And you did the demolition derby thing, right? You did that where you would did you smash the cars into each other? Like,
oh, hell yeah.
Of course, you got to do that. And then we had... One year for Hanukkah, my parents got me the Hot Wheels. You remember the racetrack thing that you had? They had that.
Never got it. Always asked for it.
Yeah, we had it.
My mom claimed it was a huge waste of money.
Your mom was right. Good job by your mom. It was, because it never worked like it did in the commercial.
Yeah.
The most frustrating thing.
It would like warp right away and you couldn't get it to sit flat, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to piece it together.
Garbage.
Yeah. So the Hot Wheels. Now, the other brand, I think they had the Matchbox, which is like the other, that's like the competitor, right, of Hot Wheels. Yeah. They had, Matchbox had some more unique cars. But anyway, like I gotta say, I got the kid, I took care of your Uncle Benny, got to take care of your niece and your nephews and all that. So I made sure he got the Hot Wheels brand and not the evil Matchbox, because that would have ruined his whole birthday. So anyway, at this thing, my brother-in-law decided to serve up some food, and he bought himself a pizza oven and was making individual pizzas for everyone. Now, my wife loves the pizza onion, or pizza oven, rather, not the onion, the pizza oven. I have been anti-pizza oven because I can make a great pizza. We already have an oven. We don't need a pizza oven. That's like an elitist thing. I don't need it. I got to tell you, though, Danny, I'm starting to come around to the pizza oven. And now it's become my new Michigas. And the reason why, there's only one reason I'm now thinking I might have to cross the line and get a pizza oven at the Maller Mansion. And that reason, you know what it is, Danny?
No.
Bubbles. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. So I have made a really good pie over the years. I'm pretty proud of the pizza I make at the Maller Mansion. But I cannot get it hot enough for the bubble. And I was really emasculated because my brother-in-law, you know, he's got this little pizza oven, you know, it's the portable kind and whatever, it's fine. He bought it off eBay. It's got the heat stone on it. He had a little heat, like a gun to check the temperature. He puts these pies in, they come out and it's bubblicious. There's massive bubbles.
Yes. I just saw one of these things on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bertello.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of this one, but there's a bunch of different kinds of these things. But this thing looks so good. Like the bubbles, I'm like, oh, man. And it cooked up in like 3 minutes.
Now, whenever a listener would be kind enough to send Domino's Pizza to our radio show in Sherman Oaks, you would always go after the pieces that had bubbles. Why?
Yeah, I have always been attracted to bubbles. I feel like there's a connection with me and bubbles. It's like getting an extra breadstick at the end of your pizza. It really is. And when the dough bubbles up and the cheese bubbles up, oh, it's so good. It's so wonderful. So, I'm thinking about, yeah, maybe down the line we'll go down that pizza oven road, because it's really, really good. And Alf, our buddy Alf, the alien opiner, he had actually sent me one of these portable pizza ovens like a couple of years ago. He sent me this. He's like, oh, you should get one of these things. They work really good. And I was like, whatever. But it wasn't until I had this come to Jesus moment, or come to the bubble moment, and these things have come down in price too. I don't know how good the really cheap knockoff versions are, though. I should probably ask my brother-in-law what kind exactly he has. I think it was written down, but you can get them. If you can get them on like OfferUp or.
Yeah. Some of them have come down to about $299.
Yeah.
But you're right. When they first came onto the market, they were $500, $600, $700.
Yeah, I'm not that into bubbles. I mean, I would, for a couple $100, if I can get bubbles, I'll be like, okay, I'm here for the bubbles, but I'm not going to spend $500 to get freaking bubbles. I don't make that kind of money. I don't make Cowherd money. I don't make daytime money. I make nighttime money. So I can't go down that road. Not happening. Not sorry. But anyway, that's my new Michigas there. All because of a kid's birthday party. Pizza pie in the sky, if you will. Time for back scratcher. Last week we got shut out. Very embarrassing. Bad job by us. Bad job by you. Shame on you. Shame on us. So this week, Danny, did we get shut out yet again? Another goose egg. Or did we have one review, three reviews? Those are the possibilities there, Danny. And what say you?
One review.
Danny G, I am happy to report you are the father. You got it right. Congratulations. You are the father. You got it right.
Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy.
Ellie Ramon writes in. That's the name posted on the Apple Podcast page, which is available in the descriptions. If you would like to be one of our favorite people and write a little review on the Apple Podcast page, we're over 400. Now we need to get to 500. Well, review number 401 was from Ellie. And short and sweet, 5 stars. Awesome show. Keep up the good work. Boom. Just like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ellie. Appreciate that. And thank you for taking some time out. And we'd love for you to do it. You scratch our back, we'll scratch your back. Give you a little shout out here. A little pod love on the Apple Podcast page, which for some reason, the management at iHeartMedia love to look at the Apple Podcast page. They should probably get a life, but what the hell? I don't know. That's fine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, we have a little time. Let's get scientifical, Danny. Just a little time for Let's Get Scientifical. A few science stories that caught my attention. And we'll go through all of these. Are they real or are they bullshit? So the people over at NASA had a powwow. They got into UFOs. The first ever public hearing on mysterious, unidentified flying objects. And in that, the Department of Defense also was part of this. They said over the last 27 years, just 2-5% of unidentified flying objects were completely unexplained. And they were saying this as a positive, but that sounds like a rather large amount. If there's 5% of alien UFOs out there. That's enough, right? Wouldn't that be enough?
Every year, this is pointing to there are freaking aliens walking amongst us.
Yes. It's like we are being manipulated year by year, indoctrinated. And then when I guess we'll be old dudes, even older than we are now, Danny. But then at some point, they'll be, ta-da! We feel like you earthlings are able to handle this now. I know when that happens, two things will happen. I can guarantee this. I might not be around. Maybe you'll not be around, Danny. It'll be past our time. But whenever that happens and humanity finds out there's little gremlins and goblins out there for real and they've made contact, what happens after that is a run on toilet paper and bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
So that guaranteed.
Plus even better guests on Coast to Coast.
Yes. The first interview should be with George Norrie from the Goblins. Should be with George Norrie. And unfortunately, Art Bell's not available, but George would be perfect for that. Here's a fun story. Scientists are now warning that light pollution could make stars invisible in two decades. So within 20 years, you'll look up to the heavens and you will not see any stars in the Milky Way. They will no longer be visible. They say to a third of humanity, according to this. It's like, we live in LA. You can hardly see any stars if you're in LA proper. So I feel like it's already pretty much vanished in LA. You got to go out to the forest, out to the desert to see stars.
Thankfully, where I live now, on the border of Ventura County, I can see some stars at night, which is an amazing feat for Southern California.
Yeah. When I want to see stars, I think is it Joshua Tree, the one out near Palm Springs?
You go to the desert for stars?
Well, I just know from...
Aaron Rodgers?
Well, earlier this year, my cousin was sick and I was going to Phoenix. We were driving there and we stopped and... At a rest area right near a national park. I think it was Joshua Tree, but maybe it was called something else. I don't know. And it was unreal. The amount of stars we saw, it was craziness. It wasn't real compared to what we normally see because of light pollution and all that. Now we mentioned earlier in this, let's get scientifical, that the scientists estimate that, like 2-5% of UFO sightings are actually unexplained. That's from NASA. How about this from the planet we live on as well? And it involves critters and crawlers and creatures and all that. There's this place in the mighty blue Pacific called the Clarion-Clipperton Zone. You ever heard of that? The Clarion-Clipperton Zone.
No.
Yeah, I never heard of it either. So according to this, there's this area in the Pacific Ocean which has been unsullied by evil human beings and all this. And so they went and they kind of looked around and they determined there are over 5,000 previously unknown sea creatures, including sea sponges, worms, urchins, and other random things that were discovered in the almost untouched area of the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that wild? And so they're that now, of course, they're like, wait a minute here. It's called the Clarion-Clipperton Zone, CCZ. It is a 6 million square kilometer area, roughly twice the size of India. It lies between Hawaii and Mexico in the central and eastern Pacific.
Why was this never discovered before?
That's a great question. I'm looking at the story. It doesn't.
Just maybe shows you that the Earth is so vast and we just assume every little part of it has already been, you know, trampled on.
I had a theory when I was younger and I used to think about these things. I had a lot of free time on my hands that all of the cures to all of the diseases that we have are on the planet. We just haven't found them yet. Like cancer and all this other bullshit that we have to deal with. Like all, I think all of the answers are here somewhere. And maybe they're buried deep in the ocean somewhere, far, far away, or on some little shitty island in the middle of nowhere where there's no human beings. But you just got to explore. You got to find that stuff.
So. And by the way, you're right. Outside of Palm Springs, it's where the Mojave and the Colorado come together, the Joshua Tree National Park.
Beautiful. It is wonderful. Although I recommend saving money because they charge you to go in. There's a little rest area right outside Joshua Tree, which is just as good. You can see, if you're just there to see the stars, it's like, boom, right there. Awesome. Wonderful. Outstanding. And that is the way to go. All right, we'll get out on that. Saturday. Another day with no pro bouncy ball. The finals will continue tomorrow on Sunday as scheduled by the mighty powerful NBA. Anything you got going on today? Any trips with your bride there that loves to go on trips?
Man, I had to talk her out of booking Disneyland. A, we don't have the money for that right now. B, for her to waddle around that park for hours and hours on end would not be a good idea. So, no, it's going to be a day of rest here at the G household.
And C, Danny, you want to bring the kid, you know, not right away, obviously, but within a couple of years after the kid's born, you want to take the kid, A, because you want photos with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and B, it's free when the kid's that little, right? So you're like, hey, I can go in and you'll kill two birds with one stone. It won't cost me an extra $200. So that's the way to do it, right? Well, have a wonderful day today, whatever you're up to. Don't forget, we got the mailbag tomorrow, and we'll catch you next time.
Asta pasta.
Bye, Felicia.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.